Get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhorwood, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome back to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I am so excited to have you here today for this jam-packed episode where I'm bringing together marketing and mindset. And the reason why is that when I work with my marketing coaching clients, I can give them all the strategy, all the action steps they need, but if the mindset piece is missing, they're not going to achieve the same results in their business. So today I'm covering the three big mindset shifts that you need to elevate your marketing this year. So let's dive in. Number one is leaving your marketing on the back burner because you're spending all of your time on the technical part of running your business. Hands up if you have done this one before. My hands are well and truly raised. What I often find is that this mindset comes with a side of scarcity, and this is why it's a tricky one to shift. You might be stuck in a loop of consistently putting all the tasks that you need to get done in your business before actually working on the things that you know will grow your business. You can run in this place for quite some time without even noticing. I was stuck in this place for maybe 2 to 3 years. Until I really sat down and I started to look at the ways that I was working in my business and how I could start to work smarter. The problem here comes when your flow of customers starts to begin to slow. And that's because nothing is set in momentum with your marketing to continue to attract new customers to your business. So the solution here is to shift this mindset by creating a plan that you can actually stick to. And this is something that I help my marketing coaching clients with, and it's something that we can work on together too. We want to create a marketing plan that is designed around your goals, your customers, and where you want to take your business. Then we want to make it super achievable. If that looks like carving out an hour each morning before you dive into working on your business, or maybe you want to carve out an entire day every single fortnight, we can work around that. The key thing that I tell my coaching clients who are implementing their own marketing is to start small and make the first steps so achievable that it almost seems silly not to action them. Then you build from there. So what I find, and it really relates to other areas of our lives, we might say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to go to the gym every single day. I'm going to smash this goal that I have for myself. And what often happens is we might stick to it for 2 weeks while we're feeling inspired, but then we start to drop off and we end up in the exact same place that we were in at the beginning. So what I want to do is start small and achievable and then build from there to get you into momentum and to get you achieving results. The next mindset is probably one that is creeping into your mind right about now. And that's, but I don't know what all the steps are that I need to take. And what this mindset does is it keeps us frozen in time. We don't take action because we're waiting for all the steps to magically appear in front of us before we can move forward. And this is exactly why I created my 3-month marketing strategy sessions, where we map out the exact steps that you need to take over the next 3 months to achieve the results that you desire in your business. Because what I was seeing is that so many business owners had this incredible vision for their business. They knew their goals, they had clarity around their brand, they knew where they wanted to take their business, but they just didn't know the right steps to take with their marketing. And they were wasting so much time and energy pouring their focus into areas of their marketing that just weren't really creating results because they weren't quite right with who their customers are, what their vision is, and also what their capacity is in their business for how much time and energy they can pour into their marketing. So If you're ready to take action today and you don't want to waste any more time, then what I would encourage you to do if you're ready to shift this mindset is to simply think about one next step. Not the entire plan, not the steps that follow after it, just the one next step that you need to take. That could be mapping out the topics that you want to create content around this month. It could be drafting your pitch to become a guest on your favorite podcast, or it could be finalizing the copy for the new page on your website that you have been leaving on your to-do list for weeks now. Whatever that one task is, keep it super simple and keep your focus on how good you're going to feel once you have ticked it off. The last mindset shift is striving for perfection. Your marketing is never going to be perfect. I hate to break it to you. You could hire the most elite marketing team to implement your marketing, and there is still going to be room for improvement. And the best marketing people, they understand that. That's what they really thrive in, is knowing that there is room for improvement and taking the time to review and tweak and then redirect their focus and step forward from that place. So what I find really drives this mindset is spending too much time focusing on what everyone else is doing. We scroll on social media and see, oh, so-and-so just did an incredible collaboration, and that business over there just did a standout rebrand with so much cool content to go with it. As someone who has worked behind the scenes of multiple leading brands, what I can tell you is that there's a whole story going on behind the scenes that you don't get to see. I have had big time collaborations with big name celebrities, and there's been news that has broken on the day of the launch that the entire team is managing behind the scenes, but everyone else is none the wiser. So really tap into who you're serving and the ways that you can continue to raise the bar for them, because you're going to feel a whole lot more energized and you're going to feel a whole lot more on purpose in your business. The one thing I want you to remember here is that the decisions that you make with your marketing shouldn't be guided by what your competitors are doing or what other people are doing out there that you see on social media. It should be guided by you, your vision, your customers, who you're serving, and how you want to serve them. So those are your marketing mindset shifts for today. I hope that you are ready to take action on at least one of them. And if you love this episode, make sure that you share it to your Instagram stories and tag at Honestly Imperfect Podcast, or pop me a message to share your biggest takeaway. I hope you have the best rest of your day. And just remember, you have totally got this. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love if you could leave a review or share a screenshot to Instagram and tag at Honestly Imperfect Podcast so that I can pop on over and say hello. I can't wait to connect with you again soon.